time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's October 1st, a new month.
Yeah.
A new life.
Yeah. Time is flying so quickly, it's crazy.
Yes. And we're back from a week off and excited to be here. Bridgetta has barely made it.
Yeah.
But she made it and she's looking great. And she's going to tell us what happened to her and all the great things.
Oh, yes.
Bridgetta, the extreme sport person.
God damn.
I got to understand what is that. Well, first tell us what happened. I really want to know what happened.
The worst, most embarrassing thing is that it happened in the Harley driving school.
Now, you modeled for Harley.
Right.
So you made arrangements to get some lessons from them? Is that
right.
What happened?
They have this thing called the Rider's Edge program, where it's a program they teach you how to ride. And I've ridden before, which is, this is what's even stupid.
Harleys or motorcycles in general?
Motorcycles in general, not Harley.
Right.
But this is the Harley. We roll Buells. Mm-hmm. They teach you how to ride, and it's actually an easier way to get your license. You don't have to go to the DMV. So, like, for those who don't have a bike, you can use their bike, and you pass the test there, and then you go in and take the written test in the DMV, and you don't have to wait in line. You get, like, bumped up. So it's really easy and cool and quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to do that because in order to be in the next commercial, you have to be licensed with, and, you know, for their insurance purposes. So I went through to, because I want to be in the next commercial, and and that didn't happen because I was on the day before, the last day where we were testing, actually that afternoon, and.
Oh, so you had been going for a while?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. How many lessons did you take from them?
1, 2, 3. It's my fourth day.
Mm.
It's a 5-day thing.
Right.
So, and it was like the middle of the day. And long story short, we were coming out, learning how to go from like really third gear around like a turn. Mm-hmm. And then as you're coming out of the turn to come back and do an emergency stop, well, I was going too fast in the turn. And I've kind of freaked out. And so I, instead of putting on the both brakes, I put on the front brakes, that's a big no-no.
You don't do, yeah.
And I wasn't completely out of the turn yet. You're not even supposed to brake until you're up, like, from turning.
Oh.
And I didn't. I braked in the turn like a fucking idiot. And I freaked out, and I thought I could, like, you know, stop the bike from going over by putting my foot down. To put my foot down. And because on dirt bikes, you can do that, you know? Like,
yeah, plus that's the reflex, you know,
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah. And I grew up on, like, dirt bikes, too. So, like, I don't know. I just did that. So put my foot down, and the bike, you know, kept going. So it not only twisted my foot, then the bike landed on me.
Wow.
So I tried to kick it off of me, and that wasn't happening. And I was stuck under the bike. And it took.
What about heat? It didn't burn you or anything?
No.
I mean, usually they're very hot.
God, I didn't touch the metal part. I had it on long pants and motorcycle boots. But it didn't matter. Like, it was, my pants were ripped to hell, and my knee is all disgusting. I'm going to have a horrible scar. And, the worst part is I've broken 33 bones in my life, and I have sprained a ton of things. And I have to say that this was the most painful out of everything. And I mean, it was a 550. So I don't know how heavy that bike is, at least a couple hundred pounds.
They're saying they're actually, Harleys are more like 300, 400, 500 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, they fell on, on my foot, and it took a long time for everyone to run over to me. And then they did, and they were like, I don't know how to get this off. And I'm like, get the fucking bike off! Because that was the thing, is like, get it off of me. And they got it off of me, and I was so in shock because it was so painful. And it swelled up immediately. I was like, you need to get my shoe off, because if you don't get it off, you're going to have to cut the shoe off because it's going to swell. I know from experience. So they took it off and got ice, and they were going to call 911, but I literally live around the corner from where it was. So I called one of my roommates, and or they called one of my roommates, and he came to get me and took me to Glendale Memorial. Where they were awesome. They saw me right away. I mean, I was in so much excruciating pain. I wouldn't stop screaming.
Wow.
I was screaming bloody murder, and they were like, oh, my God, shut this girl up. So they gave me morphine, and I was still feeling it. It was awful, and they gave me another thing of it, and then I was like, okay, I think I'll be all right. And then I was puking.
Because of the
pain.
The drugs?
No, before the pain was so bad, and I was just nauseous, and I was like hyperventilating crazy, and... like I said, it was just different than any other time. And I've crashed a bike before, and luckily I kicked it off of me as I was moving. And so I got lucky, and I just like had a hurt knee, you know, I was on crutches for 3 months, but
yeah,
I mean, this was the most painful. It's been excruciating pain.
Right.
So,
but this was relatively slow speed, right? I mean, it's not like you were like going 50 miles an hour or something.
No, it was probably like, 35 miles an hour.
35?
Probably.
Really?
Way too fast. Yeah.
Wow.
So really fast.
So while you fell, it was still moving.
It was still moving, yeah. And then the shock of it was the fact the bike landed on me, and as I was sliding, I was trying to kick it off of me because normally, like, I mean, I know how to fall. So, like, I didn't injure any other part of me except for that leg that was trapped. So, and then the knee that was under it because I kept sliding on the knee.
Wow.
I'm fine everywhere else because I know how to fall. But, it just because it landed on me, there's nothing. It was so heavy, such a heavy bike.
Yeah.
So.
I know. And I was thinking, you know, because I didn't know that you'd ridden bikes before, you know. And I thought, you know, you told me, I thought, well, why would you learn how to ride on a Harley? You'd want to do it on a lighter bike, you know? And funny because I think the day before that weekend, Friday, before we left, and you were saying you were taking those lessons, and I was asking you, you know, how do people take lessons if they hadn't ridden before, you know?
They're doing it. Yeah,
they're doing it, which is amazing, you know. But I think the first time you get on a bike and you accelerate, it sort of like gets away from you. You have to like be there and be aware of what's going on.
What I think irritated me about this particular exercise was that, for this particular exercise, I should have ridden on the back of, I've never done safety stops before. I mean, I've done stops and but not like to their extent of their training. And I get why they do it.
Right.
It makes sense. It can happen. And it's just in case like scenarios. But I feel that I should have ridden on the back of the bike first to get the feel of what they did and when they did it and then had me copy it. Because I'm sorry, for me just to watch you do it and you're all the way across the parking lot and I'm watching you, that's not enough, you know? And for me to be like, okay, I'm going to try and remember this. All right, I'll figure it out. And that's the thing is, like, I just figured it out most of the time, like, whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, that kind of irritated me, I guess. And it's been a long time since I've ridden a motorcycle because I crashed one, like, in 2004 or 5, it was. It's a long time. 2005, I think. And it was, you know, it was a long time ago. And I was on crutches for 3 months, and it was a really bad accident. I had a concussion, and it was really bad. And
and then you flipped that dune buggy in Mexico over yourself, right?
Yeah,
I did. I mean, what is that?
I did do that. Oh, that was stupid. That was just being a daredevil.
Yeah. So what is it? I've been thinking about this. What is your incentive? What is the motivation behind you getting into these dangerous things? I mean, you like to jump off planes. You like bungee jumping. You like extreme sports.
Yeah.
And I'm really curious as to what moves someone to get into that.
I think it's
dangerous.
Yeah, I think it's an adrenaline rush. I mean, bungee, I've done. I won't do it again. I didn't like it. I thought it was the worst experience ever.
Really?
Yeah, because you know, you're scared shitless, and then you jump, and then you're bouncing, and then it's like it's so quick that you're bouncing forever, and then you're nauseous. And it was like an automatic sinus infection because you're upside down and anything like it's like pounding in your brain and you're like, this, I don't want my brain jiggled around. I don't like this. So I didn't like bungee at all. I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
As far as jumping out of a plane, I think it's the most amazing free experience. Mm-hmm. Like free as in like free like a bird, like freedom, you know? And it's just so like, it's just to be one with like nature in that sense is just awesome. It just feels so cool and it's just amazing.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I've raced cars and stuff. I think it's like when you're in the moment of it, you're just enjoying your moment.
Yeah, you just like the rush and
stuff. Yeah, and it's so fun.
Right. Is there other ways to get that rush or just by risking your fucking health and life?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my God, you know, it's like you take a fucking motorcycle lesson and it fucks up your life completely.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm really down about it right now because, like, you know, I've been laid up for a while and
yeah,
it's driving
so you hurt
me
your
crazy.
Ankle pretty much, mostly?
It's awful. Yeah, yeah, my foot too was bad, and my heel and the Achilles part.
Yeah.
A little bit,
so you twisted it?
Well, I don't know. It's very. Yeah,
it probably would have been a lot worse if you twisted it, you know?
Well, it's sprained and twist. It's just literally all of it. And it's still very swollen and purple and blue and disgusting.
Are there any fractures at all?
They said that when I first got it all done, that. Mm-hmm. They didn't see anything, but then my roommate, he's a doctor, and he looked at the slides, and he's like, these are the worst x-rays I've ever seen.
Really?
And I said, well, because I didn't go in the x-ray room, they had to bring it to me. Like, I was that, just that. And I was shaking the whole time. And he's like, you can tell. So I was supposed to get, this is where the long story is. So I was supposed to go and get new x-rays, and I couldn't get into anywhere around town. Like, they wanted me to go the next day. So that it takes like 5 to 7 days for your bones to set to restart healing. So I wanted to go to a doctor right away to make sure that if they have to reset it, then it would be fine. This has happened to me in the past, actually, to where you leave the hospital twice has happened, and they say that it's just sprain, there's no fracture, and it's been and I've done my thing, and it's been a hairline fracture,
right.
And then it pops out. So yeah, and I'm supposed to go get new X-rays. So.
How wonderful, huh?
Yeah. This is my experience. But yeah, I couldn't get in anywhere around LA. So I went to Newport. And then.
It's that bad? I mean, so what is it that. Did you need to go to emergency or.
I had to go to an orthopedic.
Okay. So it wasn't an emergency. It's not like you needed an emergency room at that point?
No, I did go to the emergency room originally.
Right,
but
in the beginning.
No,
right.
You needed to go. You needed to be seen like an emergency. You need to see an outside doctor right away.
Right.
Because if they need to set it, they need to, you know, reset it. The emergency room put me in a cast, and it squeezed me so tight that it, of course, you swell. So I swelled even more, and it hurt so bad that I was like, I have to go somewhere now. And so the only place I could find was like Newport. So I went to Newport, and they cut it off, and then they put me in this boot, this ugly boot. Which has been an awful experience. I hate the boot. It's heavy.
Is it really?
It's really hard to get around with. It's hard to sleep. It's hard to do anything. And my foot, because the emergency room, it was a young doctor or a young assistant. They're supposed to pull your foot up before they wrap it and set it in the cast. So your foot's flat, like a 90-degree angle. And they didn't. So once your foot's like healing, you can't really move it. You can't really bend it because it swells.
Right.
So it didn't swell straight. It didn't, like, so it's not straight. It's not a 90-degree angle. So the boot experience was very awful for me to try and get it in a 90-degree angle when I can't do 90-degree.
Right.
So this has been fucking awful. And my heel won't touch the bottom of it. Just, I'd say today it's starting to.
Mm.
So it's starting to go 90 degrees. So I feel like the swelling's going down. I'm on a lot of Percocet still. I've been better the past 2 days. I've only needed it at night. If I sit like this for too long, no, because all the blood goes down and it's awful. Like, I have to leave my leg up.
Yeah.
So it's been really sucky.
So it slowed you down a little bit.
Yeah, I feel trapped. I feel like it's the first day I've been able to get around.
Right.
And I tried driving and that pissed me off. I almost got in 3 accidents because I'm driving with my left foot.
Wow.
So it's really hard to figure out when to push on the gas and when to. So I'm braking really hard and I'm gassing too fast and too quick and rolling over. And I'm just like, what the hell? This is so bad.
Yeah, it's really dangerous to do that.
You don't realize how much you rely on like your foot. And I can't carry anything. I have like I had a backpack I was carrying. Now it has a hole in it. Somehow I think my dog had fun and. Yeah, so it's just been an experience. And then today I had to go to the gas station. So I go to all the gas stations are full. So I go to like the second gas station And after almost getting in an accident, I pull in and I get up and I only bring one crutch out. I'm like, it's right here. Like, I can lean on one crutch just to stick it in. There's no place to stick it in. You actually have to walk to the center to use the cart. And I'm like, motherfucker. So I get all the way over there hopping with the one crutch just because I'm like, this is so stupid. Why did I do this? I should have brought both crutches. And I get all the way over there and my card won't work. And I'm like, why won't it? So I'm like, oh my God. So I hop all the way back to my car, grab the other crutch, and the guy's like, well, ATM cards don't work outside. They only work inside. And I'm like, what the can you just take it from me and go do it for me? Like, fuck. So I had to go all the way inside and come all the way back out. I'm just like, this is so annoying.
Yeah.
Like, how do handicapped people do it? You know, this is where I'm like, this isn't right.
Yeah. Now you start empathizing with them, you know,
because
you realize what it's like. Oh, wow. My God.
Yeah, it's been just disastrous. And for me to feel like stranded how I do has been the worst experience. And I will say that I had, you know, some really great help this past week from my guy. And then this weekend I was left alone and that was not so good.
No way.
No, I just, you know, it's hard to get around. Like I said, it's hard to
I see. That's
cook. It's like, I have to call delivery cause I can't like get up and do anything. It's just so frustrating.
Yeah.
You know, it's really frustrating. And I'm also like trying to, you know, find another, like, I need another job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Now,
it's like you're fucking stuck. Now, did they say how long this is going to take?
Sprains take a long time.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know.
That sucks.
Yeah, and I'm not even able to lean on it yet. So,
yeah.
Which is not good. So, I'm hoping at the end of the week, maybe slightly. I don't know. I can't even put my foot down, like the heel down. So, it's going to be slow. I'm thinking probably a month.
Wow.
So it's just, I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, shit, you know, it changes your life and everything. But thank goodness it's only that.
Yeah,
you know, thank
God. Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the bright side. Thank goodness it is only that.
It could have been a lot worse, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, God, these things are like, you know, that's why motorcycles scare me, you know, because you're like a fucking bullet, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing around you to protect you. And you're just going really fast. You know, obviously, once you've ridden for a while, you feel confident, you drive fast and shit, and it's scary as hell. You know?
And that's the thing. It's like, not only that, it's looking at other people and worrying about all that and the ground, and it's just crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
I know, but some people will swear by their bikes, you know. They
I love it, and I'm going to get back on a bike eventually.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while because I've learned my lesson for a minute.
Until you forget,
the world
right?
is saying slow down, so that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
But,
I know. You're like pretty banging yourself up, you know?
Yeah.
You got to do something about that.
Yeah, it sucks.
Mellow out a little bit. Find other hobbies.
Yeah. I mean, it's been forcing me to like do a lot of stuff online and work and some things, so that's good.
But yeah.
It's just, it's very frustrating.
Yeah, you have to consider all these things and how they're going to affect your life, you know, because it's got a certain amount of risk to it.
Right.
And
plus, it's, like, depressing that I'm so, like, I don't know, I'm down in the dumps because I can't do much.
Yeah.
So it's, like, when I really need people is, like, now, like, good friends around me. And yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. It's good that you have some, you
know,
that you're not alone. I mean,
I was this weekend, so that's what really fucking sucked, and I had a horrible day yesterday, but.
Oh, okay.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So you don't need cast anymore? I mean, how is it going to sit without cast? Because you take the boot off when you go to sleep,
no,
right?
No, I don't.
Oh, you never take it off?
Mm-mm.
Even in the shower?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Mm-mm. I watched around it. It's too fucked up, so I can't.
So it's made to get wet and everything too?
You're supposed to, you can take it off and do all that, but like I said, like, oh, I didn't even explain. So when I got there, the doctor that was supposed to look at me was in surgery and never showed up.
Really?
So they were like, just stick her in a boot. We don't know what so I never got seen. So that's been my disastrous. Yeah. So I have to go again this week and deal with that.
Mm. Okay. Well, you know, we're happy you're okay, and you know, it could be worse.
Yeah.
And I saw your knee was all banged up and scratched too, huh?
It's really funny.
It's good thing you didn't break your knee, man. Ugh. That would have been terrible.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're gonna go back on a Harley and finish your lessons and everything?
I'm gonna finish. Good? Yeah. Need to. I mean, I'm that close. I need to, but it's gonna be a bit.
Yeah.
It just sucks. Like, Halloween's one of my favorite holidays too, and there's so many, like, you know, haunted things to do, and I can't even do anything. It's just frustrating.
It'll get better by then. You've got a month.
Yeah, I know.
Able to walk, I'm sure.
I guess. So frustrating.
Yeah. So so Halloween is coming up. And, you know, the funny thing is all the preparation for just one night, you know.
Yeah.
Although Christmas is like that, too, you know. I mean, you prepare for so long and then you give the gifts and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, yeah, Halloween is a cool holiday, you know. I mean, I don't get that much into it. We were invited to a costume party. And I have a hard time with these costumes. I heard that guys mostly hate them, you know.
Really? Because so a lot of my guy friends like dressing up.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what can a guy go as, you know? I mean,
Caesar, or like the Hunger Games will be in this year.
Really?
Be something funny and silly. I mean, be a girl. Like, you can do anything.
Yeah. Well, one time, I remember when I was in my, must have been my early 30s, we went to a party and I was put into women's clothes.
Oh, my God.
With, you know, fishnet stockings and shit
That's
like
funny.
That.
That's funny.
A wig, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I still have that picture somewhere, you know, with a mini skirt. I mean, it was like...
That you have to put on Facebook.
I know. That was something, man. I'll have to find the picture. I don't know where it is. Probably my ex-wife has it or something.
Oh, my God. You're going to have to.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, you know, I mean, when I was younger, I was into it. But now it's like, oh, man. But if you want to go to the party, you got to dress up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, you kind of feel out of place, you know?
Everyone dresses up. It's so fun.
Yeah.
There's tons of costumes for guys. Go on, like there's Halloween stores everywhere, you know? So check those out.
Yeah, but those packaged costumes are, like, trash, you know? They're garbage.
That's what
They're
everyone
not
wears.
Any good. They're not any good, are they?
I mean, that's what everyone wears. Yeah. That's where they get theirs from.
Yeah.
Unless you're like, you know, like a crazy Comic-Con person and you like make your own or have your own from
exactly.
a comic book, then there you go. And awesome for you and you have the coolest outfit.
Right.
But I order all of mine from online.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's way more women's like companies, like sexy companies, you know. But
right.
I have no idea what I'm going to be. I was going to be Katniss. You know,
Hunger Games.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, though. I don't know. Depends how my foot is, obviously. We shall see.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's had a lot of, like, you're going to need a lot of accessories and shit for that costume, right?
Well.
What, are you going to get a bow and arrows and shit like that?
Have one.
Yeah, otherwise they won't know it's you, you know,
yeah.
Unless you get the emblem of the movie. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. I'm sure there's like plenty of costumes out there that are like, because that's the thing. Like, they take the movies of the year and you can dress like them.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be Twilight. You could be Edward. But there are so many. Like, I mean, I get a lot of my outfits from Foreplay catalog, which are like, very sexy.
Really?
You can be a total whore if you want it to be. Oh. I mean, because it's like, you know. Like sexy nurse, and it's like, okay, it's a bathing suit, you know.
Right.
Like, I mean, literally, like everyone. It used to be when I was younger. It used to be the contest of what you had less of on, you know, and how sexy you could be, and like, oh god, but guys are gonna see me like this, yeah. And now it's like, okay, I still want to do that, but not to that extent. Like, let the younger ones have their day. I still want to be sexy, but I don't need to be showing all. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll do.
It's funny that guys are attracted to nurses and stuff, you know.
Yeah, what is
that? It's sort of a fantasy, you know. I mean, I've watched this Japanese porn film, okay?
Right.
And I gotta tell you, it was probably the biggest fucking turn on in the world because there's a bunch of nurses, and it all seems like very natural, you know. It's not, they don't look like porn actresses or anything. They look normal. And they walk from one patient to the other.
Yeah, they're totally normal.
And jerk them off and suck them off and ride them. And these guys just like lie back and get it all done to them. And you're like, I can see this. I can see the turnout of this.
Oh, my God. That's like just, you know, going online, which I just discovered this weekend was pretty funny because I was looking at like different job stuff. And I was looking at, I went under the therapeutic section. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering because I was like, oh, well, maybe there's like therapeutic stuff for like my foot or whatever. So I start looking at it and it's all massage.
Really?
And it's filthy massage. And it's like places like, come see our Thai massage, whatever you want. You know, yeah. 40, like all these advertisements, and I'm like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, that's what they have at the LA, in the LA Weekly. When you look through it, you know, they got all these ads and shit, you know, for all these massage parlors and Asian girls. And
would you go and do it?
No.
Really?
No, I always worry that they're gonna film it or gonna do something, you know, and.
Well, they don't want to film it because then they'll get in trouble.
No, you don't know that, you know. I mean, one day it's going to fucking come up and people are going to fucking blackmail you or something, you know. Who needs that? You know, I don't want to take chances.
Right.
Yeah. And to have a massage of a woman coming to you, I don't know if I want to, I don't know if I want them to see where I live.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Yeah. So
I know someone that goes to massage parlors to get a happy ending.
Happy endings.
Yeah. And I'm not sure how I felt about that. Mm. I guess, like, I mean... go for it. I think that's disgusting. I mean, do they wear gloves? No. So you don't know what's on their hands.
Yeah.
Or where their hands have been.
That's true.
I mean, and they're touching you. Were they touching the last person who could have had herpes?
Mm.
I mean, how do you know they washed their hands? How do you know? Like, you just don't. They don't. What's under their fingernails? Things can be contracted through fingernails. You know what I mean?
That's true,
so
yeah.
You got to think like that.
Yeah.
To be gross. But so if they're not wearing gloves, then that's just freaking foul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Well, talking about porn, I also watched this. I watched a few porns over this weekend.
Was your wife not around?
Her sister's in town.
Oh, so you were really bored.
Yeah, so I was. So. So I watched these two lesbians going at it, but it was the first time I saw a movie with real lesbians, you know. It's not like women that just act it out on the screen and stuff, you know, or pretend or whatever, or even if they're bi. But these are like women that are, you know, I mean, they happen not to be very attractive.
Right.
But it was so sexy. No, not really. I mean, one was tomboyish. The other one was just kind of like, you know, but she still wasn't that feminine. But at the same time, it just seemed like so genuine. They were so into it. And the orgasms were so real that.
That's really good acting.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that it was acting. You know, I really don't. It just seemed so amateurish and everything.
But what were their names? You want to have them in studio?
I don't know if they have names. It's usually not the real names either.
Oh.
And besides, these are not like famous ones. Oh. You know? Yeah. It's just like an obscure video, you know, with no story or anything.
Right.
They call those gonzo, I think. You know, it's
gonzo?
Gonzo, yeah. It's sort of like half amateur with no story.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I will say that I was literally bored out of my mind. So I was on Craigslist just looking at shit. And I was cracking up.
Well, did you go on the Casual Encounters?
Anyway? I was just like, I'm like bored. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at all and I was dying laughing because there was like, obviously it was a lot of gay section. So there are these guys who literally, they put pictures of their, I didn't know you could allow to put pictures of your cock in there. There are so many cock pictures. No wonder, because my friend who's gay goes and puts stuff on there and hooks up with guys off there. So I was laughing and I'm like, whatever. So we're talking about it. So I went on and I'm like, whatever. People don't. She's like, yes, they do. They put pictures. I'm like, no, they don't. So I go on there. I'm like, holy shit, they really do. Nice. And there was one I was like dying laughing because it was a guy who was laying on his back with his legs up so you could see his asshole.
Right.
Clearly it was for gay guys. And his balls and his dick up. And I was like, this is so funny.
Like doggy style type of a thing?
No.
On his hands
and
knees?
He's laying on his back with his legs
on his back.
Up, like, over him.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what the awful.
You know, when you're not used to seeing
it. What is wrong with you?
When you're not used to seeing that, it's like, it's shocking, you know, to see men in women's position. You
know? I was like, what is wrong with you? Yes, it was very shocking.
Yeah.
This was when I was bored. I'm like, this is funny. I'm going to look at this. I can't believe people do that. He's like, I told you. I'm like, yeah, you did. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, you know, the thing is, think about it. With gays, it's like, it's the same sex and they're guys, you know.
Right.
So, you know, they're horny all the time. And if they can get sex as easily as they do, then they're going to do a lot of crazy shit. I mean, if guys could get sex from women as easily,
right,
then everybody would be that much more promiscuous, you know?
I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, you put two guys together and nothing's going to stop them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Holy vey.
So talking about gay, I guess our governor decided to sign a gay conversion therapy ban. You know how some, there's been some gay conversion therapies where they tell you they can turn you from gay to straight.
Stop it.
Yeah. You haven't heard that?
No.
Yeah.
This is so wrong. What are they, like shock therapy or some crazy
no,
shit?
No, I don't know what it is.
Oh my
God. Yeah, maybe. You know, so, some of those were designed to turn kids straight, you know. So they made it illegal to do this with anybody under 18. Although I don't see why they would do it with people over 18 because it's still fucking stupid and it's fraud.
I think this is such bullshit. Wait, so he's signing something saying that he's allowing it?
No, that he's banning it.
Oh, okay, good.
No, he's banning it.
That's why I was like,
yeah, because
what?
There's groups that are for it, you know.
Oh, my God. So, what is wrong with people? And let them be. If they want, who cares? It's their choice and their body. Who are you to be like?
Not only that, but I don't think it's a choice, really. You know, I mean, when you think about it, it depends how you view it. But I happen to think that you're born that way.
Right.
I don't know why anybody would want to choose such a difficult life if they had a choice. If they like women and men.
Exactly. And, I mean, like, if you look at it, too, like, look at, I mean, their animals are gay, too.
Mm.
You know, and I've seen it, like, in dogs. And, I mean, I know that's, like, dominating thing, too. But, I mean, dogs literally have done it. And they're like, okay, this feels good. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, if animals are, then, of course, people are, too. Like, people need to accept that. Like, it's just such shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's too bad, but I guess there's groups filing suit to stop the law.
Right.
So, I guess people are saying that this kind of therapy can bring on depression and self-destructive behavior. I would imagine, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, just imagine if someone tried to turn you from a woman to a man or something, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's just crazy.
To just be like masculine all the time. That would suck, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, and especially to kids that are susceptible to these kind of things, you know.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Right.
This guy, did you hear about this guy? He's one of Hong Kong's richest men. And he'll pay for a man to marry his gay daughter. So,
Wait, what?
He's got a gay daughter.
Okay.
And he offered to pay the man who's going to marry his gay daughter. He's got a gay daughter and he wants her married to a man.
Wow, and the daughter's like okay with that?
Yeah, so he will pay for that. I don't know if she's okay with that. I can't imagine, but let's hear a couple of seconds of what he had to say. This is
Square
kind of
Foot Mansion. Real estate tycoon Cecil Chow enjoys the beautiful artwork, the serenity of an indoor waterfall, and an ocean view. But one of Hong Kong's richest men is unsettled by a simple desire. Finding the right person for his only daughter.
Gigi certainly is a nice girl, very loving daughter, and deserve a good life, and she should have as wide choice as possible.
Sounds simple enough for 33-year-old Gigi Chow, who's executive director of her father's real estate empire. But various media outlets have reported that Gigi is already married to her longtime female companion. Her father says those reports are false and have ruined her chances of finding a man. So he's offering an incentive, $64 million to any man who can win over his daughter.
What?
Aren't you worried about the types of people who will apply? I mean,
64 million.
I'm not going to worry these things until Gigi have found somebody who loves her. If somebody loves her just for her money, I mean, she is old enough to find out herself, and I will advise her.
Oh, God.
Wow.
How would you like a father like that?
Holy shit. This is insane. What does she say about it?
I don't know. She said, I don't know. I thought she said she's okay with it, but I don't know.
You know what? I'd be okay with it just to try it out to see what I'd get. I think it would be like this fun competition. You know, kind of hilarious.
Yeah. But yeah. That's the thing. People refuse to understand that you can't change her. You're not going to convert her, man.
Right.
The most you're going to do is make her miserable because she'll be in a relationship she's not happy in.
Exactly. Know? Well, maybe the guy will be open to bringing in girls. Like, I'm sure he doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know a lot of people in this industry that are married to a guy and are bi, and they bring in girls.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's different if you're bi and stuff, you know. But I think if you're straight lesbian.
Is she definitely straight lesbian?
That's what they're saying, yeah. So, I mean, they're saying she's married. I didn't really see it, but I'm sure if you look online. But
I need to know.
You need to know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
she's actually older now. I mean, she looks like in her 30s or something, if it's that's her, yeah.
Oh, wait, is this going on right now or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been going on. Yeah, for
since
the past the past few days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's new. So, yeah, I mean, this is crazy, you know, and she doesn't, well, I guess, you know, like you said, she's old enough to decide, you know, she can understand, but shit, if I stood to get $64 million, I'd marry somebody, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This but I mean, like,
people are so weird, you
it
know.
It is really weird. I mean, what kind of people are they going to get? I mean, it's, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Now, there was a heartwarming story that I wanted to bring up. I posted about it on Facebook. I don't know if you heard, but I guess back in Michigan, this student was hoaxed into thinking she was selected as the homecoming queen or homecoming princess.
Okay.
So this was like a hoax, and she thought that she was actually selected, and then she found out it wasn't real.
Aww.
It was like a prank. So you can imagine the disappointment and the hurt. You know, I mean, they call it bullying, and which makes sense, I guess, you know, if you're putting someone under so much pressure. And so what happened is the school turned around and selected her as the homecoming queen. They selected her as the actual one.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So isn't that cool?
That I is mean, pretty cool.
Yeah, so then she finally got to be that, and
aww,
she's happy, and her mother's happy. And, yeah, you know, this is, you know, I don't know, so, man. I mean, it's so hurtful when people do these things,
right,
you know. She's 16 years old, you know.
Wow, that's like so, aww.
Yeah, and she says she thought about not coming.
Right.
And, you know, and just blowing everybody off. But she decided that the school's good and they treated her well and she's going to do it. So I think that's cool, you know. It's just not nice. It's not right to do this to people if they don't look like, I don't know, who looks good now?
I'm sorry. I am going back to this billionaire speaks man and marry a lesbian daughter. I looked her up. She's actually very pretty.
Is she really?
And but here's the catch.
Uh-huh.
She, if reports are true, she's also already married.
Yeah.
Tying the knot in April with her girlfriend of 7 years in a ceremony in France.
Yeah, that's what they said. You just weren't listening.
Oh.
No, but they said she was already married.
Yeah.
To her girlfriend or to her.
To her girlfriend.
Yeah, to her girlfriend.
Yeah, and she's gorgeous. And then the girl that she's with is older and looks like a man. I didn't even know it was a girl in the first. I thought it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And so anyway, she's an architecture graduate. Her Facebook page said she was an executive director at her father's property firm. And she described her father's reward as quite entertaining.
Yeah.
But she's really hot.
Is like, she really?
Yeah. She's, oh, she's really hot. She's tall and very pretty.
Mm.
So this is funny.
The shit that people do, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. You know, but it is entertaining. I will say that it's very entertaining.
I know. So, a lot of things are happening. You know, there's going to be the first presidential debate Wednesday in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of experts are saying this is probably going to make or break the elections, you know. And a lot of hopes are, you know, that this is going to mean something. Because right now, I mean, you got the polls and they're very close and you can't really know. And I think there's a lot more out there that people don't know that's beyond the polls, you know. And that's what we're going to find out tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And that's the first one of three, I guess. So, you know, we have less than 40 days until the elections.
That's
Did you
crazy.
Know that? It's really weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Almost like a month now.
Yep. There's like, there's all kinds of like, I was looking at this grassroots campaign or whatever. They're like, said how busy they are during the election and they're hiring people to like help get out there. I'm like, this is like, they're looking for PR and whatnot. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff like online, but yeah, I can't believe that it is actually coming up really soon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I know. You still with Romney?
Yeah. We need a change. This is just ridiculous.
We really do, you know. And the thing is that the polls are favoring Obama, but
what are people? I mean, thinking like we.
A lot of people love him. I mean, don't forget that he was elected overwhelmingly 4 years ago. You know,
I mean,
he was very popular, and it was a whole thing. I remember the when they. You okay?
Yeah.
You managed to put your leg up?
I have to. Yeah, it hurts.
So you still? So you're on Percocet now?
I didn't take any today because I was driving.
Yeah, you're driving.
Yeah, and I can barely drive as it is. So.
Yeah.
This has been interesting.
Yeah, but I would imagine some painkiller, like even Tylenol, would probably ease the pain a little bit, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's really painful.
No.
I'm gonna take Motrin.
Are you able to sleep at night because of it? I mean,
not recently. I mean, the Percocet helps a little bit, but for whatever reason, I've been waking up around 4 each night.
Really?
Which, by the way, I checked my email last night, and someone tried to hack into my Facebook account twice.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Because it sends you an email and lets you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, well, you freaking idiots. Like, I'm not gonna know that you're doing this.
Yeah.
What the hell and why?
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
People do all kinds of shit, you know. I mean, Facebook now is cracking down on fake likes and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I guess there's a lot of stuff happening with people faking likes and buying them and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
All the social media stuff is all bullshit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay for individuals, but businesses... It's all bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Because the people that have the most money to spend are going to have the most likes, you know. It's very simple.
It is true because they can do the most advertising out there.
Right.
And there are places that you can buy, you know, likes.
Yeah, people. Yeah.
Twitter followers. It's
fraud.
The same shit. It's the same shit.
They got malware and shit that, you know, that can...
I don't really get how that works.
Yeah.
I know that there's something like on Twitter called... like follow back. So like if you follow them, then it's like this whole team, they'll follow you back.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a lot of that on Twitter. That's why you'll see sometimes.
I don't want to follow people though.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't want what's going on in my friends' lives.
Right.
That's all I care about. My friends.
Yeah. But people are trying
comedians.
to impress with a lot of followers and stuff. But
for what? When most of them are kids.
And not only that,
who
but it's
you?
So easy to get your numbers up by, you know, by collaborating with other people, like you said, you know.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that.
They always have follow back. They have, like,
at
groups
least,
and
yeah.
teams of people that are doing that.
I only have, like, you know, 1,200 Twitter followers.
Right.
But they're all real.
Exactly. And they care about what you have to say, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just people that...
So I don't want to buy... I mean, people have, like, 50,000 and... Who the hell knows if they're real or not?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
And not only that, but, you know, what you got to look also is the number of people they're following, not just that are following them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example, let's say someone has 10,000 followers.
And they're following 10,000
people. 10,000
people. It means that there's
something
weird.
They're like
weird.
Zero, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like washes
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
And.
But I'm only following, like, maybe, like, 200 or something like that. Like around.
Yeah, I mean, I'm barely even following like 30 or 50.
Yeah.
You know, and we too have only about 12, 1300 on Twitter, but I don't really pursue it at all, you know?
I don't either.
On Facebook, we got 7,000, but those all are real people.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that did this by, you know, I mean, I never invite people. It just happens, you know?
Exactly. If people like the shows, I mean, I think on each show that we should say, hey, I mean, because, you know, LA Talk Radio, you're obviously on our site. Yeah. Our links are on our site. But you guys should go to Twitter right now, and like at Sam in the Morning and at Real Bruschetta.
Yes, and on Facebook too, because we post pictures of guests and
yeah, and I will say that I'm guilty of, when I make announcements on my Twitter page, I used to forget and always tag at LA Talk Radio.
No, that's okay. Just tag the shows page. But that's okay, because the pictures you put up, I put similar pictures on the page anyway.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter.
Got it.
But... But yeah, I mean, you guys should definitely go and like us on Facebook, and because the show, we haven't really worked on it. We don't really have a lot of followers because we haven't worked on it. But do you realize we've been together since January? I mean, it's amazing,
That's crazy.
I know. We really built up the show, and
there's
a lot of great response. People love it, you know. And when you were gone, a lot of people were writing to me, you know, tell Bruschetta that we feel for her, and ask her to, you know, we
Thank
hope
you.
She heals soon and stuff like that. So it's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. I appreciate all of that.
Yeah.
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
I'm actually scared that my knee is going to scar because it's really ugly looking. Mm. So, I mean, it's going to scar, but I need to, like, I think I'm going to go today and get second skin. Cause that,
second skin?
It's amazing. If no one's heard of it, it's just amazing. You get it from, like, CVS or, like, a drugstore, like any drugstore would have it. And it goes on, you don't take it off. It's like a band-aid you put on. And it, I don't know how, but it puts like a skin layer over top of it. So when it heals, it blends in with your skin and it doesn't leave like scars, and it's really good for you.
Really?
So
this thing works?
Yeah, I
really?
Did it on my first like crash years ago. Mm-hmm. And if you can see, like this was cut up really bad. It's there, but it blends in more better. Whereas the other leg, I didn't do it, and it looks like shit.
Yeah.
So I think I need to go get it, and hopefully it'll like mend in, and hopefully it's not too late.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So.
But you gotta promise yourself enough with this adventures. Yeah. You know, I mean, what is it? You know, get your adrenaline some other way.
Bored. I get really bored.
Yeah, but this is extreme. You know.
I didn't like. I wanted to crash. I mean, my whole life's turned upside down because of it. I'm like.
Well, no. Who wants to crash? Nobody does. You know. But the thing is, you have to consider the risks too.
Right.
Maybe you don't. You know.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is people are always like, you don't think, and I don't think about the consequences. I just do it. I know I want it, and I want it now, and I don't care about anything else. I want it right now. And I get it, and I do it, and I do things. I don't think, and this goes for anything, I don't think about anything when it comes to that. And you know, and that also, it comes to when I get mad and I fly off the handle and I don't think of how that can hurt somebody, or because I'm hurt so bad, I just say a bunch of things. I need to think more, but it's hard for me to. It's not in my personality type to do so.
Right.
Whereas, you know, other friends of mine are like, they think about everything.
Right.
You know, and I don't. I'm like, oh, I guess I should.
You gotta think of consequences. You really do. Be a step ahead, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's just like now I'm freak out. Now I'm in freak out mode of like, oh my God, what am I doing? And I have so much to do and I can't do it. And yeah, so I've been really down in the dumps.
Yeah.
I've missed a lot of gigs because of it.
I'm sure.
So I'm not happy.
Yeah. Well, think of consequences next time.
Yeah.
I mean, look, not only that, but you're banging yourself up. You know, I mean, when you get older, it's going to all come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
You know, broken bones and broken this and broken that. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You got to think of that, you know. So.
Yeah, I'd realize.
Yeah, you know, and as you get older, you're not as flexible. You're not as, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, that's another thing. It sucks. Like, I can't even do yoga right now. Like, it's so frustrating.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. All right. Well, now you get to go home. And although I'm sure you don't want to be home, you'd rather be anywhere else. But
Yeah, I'm really tired of my home. It's depressing there, and you know, I'm haven't talked to. I mean, just no one's there at the moment, and my phone is fucking annoying the hell out of me. It just keeps dying. Yeah, I don't know, and I'm having guy issues now too. So.
Yeah. Well, you always have those.
Yeah.
That's
well, they were
different.
Really good, and then we're back to square one.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Brigitta, thanks so much for making it. I really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We're going to have a great week. We're going to have another porn star. We're going to have reality show stars and blah, blah, blah. So we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.